Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour of Italian music at CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. Benvenuti a Give 'em the Boot. Bentornati. I hope you enjoy the show. Stick around for an hour of eclectic Italian folk, jazz, singer-songwriter, and whatever tickles my fancy. Hopefully tickles yours too. Don't forget, next week is a really important program. It's the Fun Drive, and I expect you all to be listening in. I'm going to be giving away some great prizes. So, without further ado, here's the music. Francesco Banchini, L'amore che non fu.
Thank you. les mans als meus cabells. La meva joia i l'ànima tan greu. Vens que era sonant de maestrat, en cada cop sent un batec profund fins a l'abisme del meu pit. La mar és com la sang, l'ànima està molt llarga a rins i tan mateix el gust és salabrós. He conegut l'amor amb tu i ara que torno en solitud llesca la meva tristesa per la nit. Tu has cridat el meu nom del més allà. Jo deixo el que fent un resum del meu vivir, pareix que el cel d'aquí és més a l'amor en tu i ara que em torno en solitud llesca la mia tristesa per la nit. Tu has cridat el meu nom del més allà. Finestra al mar, les cares que m'acolliran, les veus dels barris, la llum de l'alguer. Jo el meu sentir és diferent i queda un fil entre les mans, l'ànima de la terra existeix. Jo el meu sentir és diferent i queda un fil entre les mans, l'ànima de la terra existeix. El meu sentir és diferent i queda un fil entre les mans, l'ànima de la terra existeix.
Winter weather got you down? Let the February issue of Discorder be the light in your life. Bringing you the same exclusive content in our exciting new format, this month's issue is filled with oodles of goodies, such as shots from the DIY Fest Xenopalooza, the Groundhog Day staff sound-off, a calendar of all the best shows this month, and information on all the awesome swag you can win during this year's fun drive.
Are those CITR socks? That's bananas.
Plus band features on Hollow Moon, Connecticut, Redrick Salton, The Written Years, Vague, and Kubla Khan. All this and so much more in Discorder, that magazine from CITR. A copy can be picked up at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, check us out online at discorder.ca. And a very special thanks to our advertisers, the Biltmore Cabaret, Fortune Sound Club, LiveVan.com, MRG Concerts, the Portside Pub, Postal Loop, the Rickshaw Theater, Study and Go Abroad Fairs, and Weird Distro.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Welcome back to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and I'm happy to be here listening to and playing for you some Italian music. We heard a few tracks there of various different musical genres. Piccola Banda Icona, you may remember from last summer, they played the Vancouver Folk Festival as well as Mission Folk Fest. And I had them in here in the studio as my guests as well. From an earlier album of theirs called Marea Cusarea, a very cool version of My Favorite Things done in a sort of world music way. In the middle there, Sardinian songstress Franca Masu from her latest album, Alma Blava, a track called Sirius. And we started off with a very talented young clarinetist called Francesco Banchini. He put out this album called Bakshish, which is a very cool mixture of Middle Eastern and klezmer, and you know, it's just sort of a clarinet-based wild album that I absolutely love. I don't remember how I got my hands on this album, but it's the only album of his I have, and it's the one that has become quite special to me. I always listen to it. I think, wow, what a great album it is. L'amore che non fu, love that there never was or that wasn't, is the name of the track that we heard there. I should check out some more Francesco Banchini, see what he's been up to. I do believe he does quite a bit of sort of gothic, Dead Can Dance-esque type of music as well with another project of his. Anyway, moving right along, we have lots of things going on in the Italian culture community. The Italian Cultural Institute in Vancouver, which is just such an amazingly important institution. I am currently on a bit of a mission to try and help save the Italian Institute of Culture from closing down. Some of you may know that the Istituto Italiano di Cultura, which is not the Italian Cultural Center, but is the Italian government-funded cultural institute, it's sort of like an attaché, the cultural attaché of the Italian consulate here in Vancouver. And they have a beautiful office and space downtown on West Hastings Street, in the same building as the consulate, in fact. It's the old, the standard building. It's a great old building. And unfortunately, they have been told that they are going to be shut down by the space will be closed by the Italian government and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who just in the last few days actually has now changed, because the previous minister, Emma Bonino, was the person who was in charge of shutting down all of these consular and cultural offices around the world. And there are many that are slated to be closed. Some of them have managed to save themselves, like Washington, D.C. I'm not quite sure exactly how. But my hope is that we can still stop the Italian Institute of Culture in Vancouver from being closed down. And I would like to invite everybody who listens to my show, if they haven't already done so, which I can't believe you wouldn't have, because you've been bombarded by requests by me by now, now. I have made a page which is called Save the Italian Institute of Culture in Vancouver, and it's actually both a Facebook page, and there's a link to a petition, which you can, the petition site, you can go to and sign, and also leave a message saying why you think the institute should be saved. Perhaps with this new change of government, there is a chance that the new minister may go back on this ridiculous idea to close. And I'm hoping they do, because the amount of amazing musicians that they've helped to bring to Vancouver and to all of Western Canada, in fact, is without a doubt incredible. They do such great work in helping to spread Italian culture and promote Italian language and culture here. It would be a real shame to see them close down. Now, if you're interested in doing something to help them, you could also write to the minister, and you can just contact me for all this information. Feel free to write me, givetheboot@gmail.com. That's givetheboot@gmail.com. And you can also just leave me a message on Given the Boot's Facebook page. Enough ranting, political ranting there, but if you want to go and do something interesting Italian-related, there's quite a few events that they are putting on, and there's actually something on tonight called The Gods and Goddesses of Ancient Rome. It's a second in a series of four talks by Dr. Shelley Reed from UBC, and she is going to be talking about really Roman gods, looking at the gods and goddesses with a particularly strong and vital relationship with the city of Rome. It's a very interesting series of lectures that she's giving. It's tonight as the second one, Tuesday, February 25th, 6:15 p.m. at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura. And that is on West Hastings Street, 500 West Hastings Street, I believe, in the Standard Building on the fifth floor. Please arrive early. It's free. You do need to register, though. So IICVancouver@esteri.it. I have posted a link on the Facebook page, but please, if you need to know more, go to the Italian Institute of Culture's website, which is iicvancouver.esteri.it. There are lots of other cool things coming up, including another great lecture on Friday night, actually, called The Medici in a Grand Ducal Florence, Art, Magnificence, and Power. And this is a talk exploring a city and a family that have become two symbols of the Renaissance, looking at some of the major art commissions promoted by the Medici after they became Grand Dukes in 1569. The talk will show how the ruling family fashioned its identity and constructed a new political and civic mythology that supported their power and fostered the formation of a new court culture in the Tuscan capital. It's going to be given by Assistant Professor of Art History at Luther College, University of Regina. His name is Francesco Freddolini, and he does a lot of research on early modern sculpture in Italy and on the history of collecting and displaying art. Not to be missed, Friday night, 6:15 at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura. Again, free entry, but please do pre-register. So go to the Italian Institute of Culture's website and you can find out everything you need there. And if you need to contact them, you can call them on 604-688-0809. Okay, bene, andiamo avanti con un altro po' di musica. Questa volta sentiamo dal fisarmonicista francese che si chiama Richard Galliano. Sembra che abbia un cognome italiano, però è francese, e lo voglio far sentire questo pezzo perché si chiama Nino ed è un omaggio a Nino Rota, il grande compositore di musica per film in Italia. E infatti il quartetto di Richard Galliano ha fatto questo omaggio, un intero disco, Tribute to Nino Rota. Sentiamo adesso questo bellissimo pezzo, Nino. Thank you.
Thank you. Σμύρνα, Τεζένα, Τεφέτα, Τρεκάντη, Μαρία, Κουικουάντη, Λασέλα, Πασά.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Welcome back to Give 'em the Boot. About 20 minutes to go here at CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. This is an Italian music show. Probably the only Italian music show, well, it's the only one in Vancouver that I know of. I'd be curious to know if anyone knows of any other shows happening in BC on the radio in Italian music. It's always good to know one's colleagues. I have some more music by Italian-Canadian Dominique Mancuso. He is one of the members of Michael Occhipinti's Sicilian Jazz Project, sorry, and he is also from Sicily, originally his family. But he put an album out called Comfortably Mine a number of years ago, and he actually won a very important award for it. He is a great singer, but multi-instrumentalist, actually, and I'm hoping to hear any day now his latest album, which is actually an English-language album, I believe. The album Comfortably Mine is actually all songs in Italian, and he did an absolutely incredible job singing these songs and rearranging them, actually, in really beautiful ways. I'm not sure if you're aware of some of these songs that he's singing, are quite famous tracks by other people. Some of the songs on the album include a version of Caruso by Lucio Dalla, a very famous song about the opera singer Caruso. Another famous song by Pino Daniele, a wonderful blues man from Naples. But he definitely has his own style, a really interesting sounding voice, quite rough, but really honest and warm. He won a Juno Award actually in 2010. And I believe he is the only person to have won a Juno for an Italian language recording. So that's pretty cool. I'm going to play this track for you right now. It's called L'Oscuro, and it's one of my favorite tracks on the album. This is Dominique Mancuso from Toronto.
Vieni la notte, vieni di lontano, vieni l'oscuro sopra le nostre mani. Aspettiamo lo sole e pensieri lontani. Aspettiamo noi uno, aspettiamo domani. E avemmo ancora una canzone di cantare, ancora una storia di contare, ma non sappiamo niente e non sappiamo che fare. Non avemo più ali per poter ancora volare. Thank you. giorno sotto un opportuni li volesse parlare o cantare una canzone e potesse partire senza tornare a reri o potesse arrivare fino ai tuoi pensieri. Ma avemmo tutti la canzone di cantare, come vediamo ancora persone sopra il mare, e ne sussiemo ancora, e non ne pare vero, ma siamo contenti. Poi ti si ritorna lo scuro. Amore che non senti, amore che ascolti, che non dici niente. Ti volessi dare un'ora me pazzia e mi ritocchi di tagliare a mia. E avessimo tutti la canzone di cantare, ancora una storia di poter capire che si vede lo scuro sopra i nostri mani, sta storia una compagna e fino a qua vede l'uscio che cantiamo.
Col mattino un angelo, e quell'angelo eri tu, con due spalle da uccellino in un vestito troppo piccolo e con gli occhi ancora blu, e la chitarra veramente la suonavi molto male, però quando cantavi sembrava carnevale. Una bottiglia ci bastava per un pomeriggio intero, a ripensarci oggi non sembra neanche vero. La vita, Caterina, lo sai, non è comoda per nessuno. Se ti fermi vuoi gustare fino in fondo tutto il suo profumo. Devi rischiare la notte, il vino e la malinconia, la solitudine e le valigie di un amore che vola via. 500 catenelle che si spezzano in un secondo non ti bastano per piangere lacrime di tutto il mondo. Chissà se in quei momenti ti ricordi della mia faccia, quando la notte scende e ti si gelano le braccia. Thank you.
se solo per un attimo potessi averti accanto. Forse non ti direi niente, ma ti guarderei soltanto. Chissà se giochi ancora con i riccioli sull'orecchio, o se guardandomi negli occhi mi troveresti un po' più vecchio. E quanti mascalzoni hai conosciuto, e quanta gente, e quante volte hai chiesto aiuto, ma non ti è servito niente. Caterina, questa tua canzone la vorrei veder volare sopra i tetti di Firenze per poterti conquistare.
Sarà per questa solitudine, perché mi sento così inutile davanti alla realtà. Un posto ci sarà, fatto di lava e sale, dove la gente sa che ora di cambiare. Un posto ci sarà, dove puoi alzarti presto, il giorno finisce per dispetto e voglio ralluccare. Un posto ci sarà, dove si pesca ancora, porterà una storia nuova. Io sono pazzo di te, e che sta fortuna se sei lì, terra nisciuna, un posto ci sarà per essere felici, cantare a squarciagola e dici tutta quella che vuoi tu. Un posto ci sarà, dove si spera ancora, la gente porterà una storia. Io sono pazzo di te, e che sta fortuna si sei per nessuna. Thank you.
I don't know. The soundtrack did it show. As this present been seen by a friend, I'm afraid, I'm afraid. Was it mad? Was it pure? Was it dangerous? I'm not sure. A shortcut on my hands, and a frame of a frame of a frame. Was it day? Was it night? Was the sun's bleeding light? Tell me how. I'm at that frame, I'm afraid, I'm afraid.
That's a great new album by Paolo Bonfanti and Martino Coppo. Martino is one of the founding members of the Italian bluegrass group from Genoa called Red Wine. Paolo Bonfanti replaced Beppe Gambetti in that group for some time on guitar, Martino's mandolinist. Paolo's the one singing that song, I believe, Friend of a Friend. It's a really great album, the tracks that I've heard so far. Looking forward to hearing the rest of it. And also played there for you Pino Daniele Sicily. It's a classic song of his. Started that set with Riccardo Tesi, Maurizio Geri, Caterina, a wonderful song written for the Tuscan folklorist, singer Caterina Bueno. I'm going to finish off today with a little track from Almoraima, a group from the Salento region who are multi-ethnic, mix of Middle Eastern flamenco and Southern Italian music. This track called Mañana. That's all for Given the Boot. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Don't forget, next week's the Fun Drive show here at Given the Boot, so I'll be expecting everyone to listen in, and I'd really appreciate it if you could donate something, anything that you can spare to help support our wonderful station here, support my show, and help me to reach my goals and helping the station. So see you all next week. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima.